The backlog has built up in cases where laid-off employees and their employers disagree about why they lost their jobs. At the end of February, there were 12,800 cases left. Some people have been waiting for about 2 months. But in a legislative committee meeting, Assistant Secretary of Commerce Dale Falwell said there's a good reason for the slowdown. The state has revamped its quality control policies.
This agency has been in a mode of paying and chasing for decades.
So it used to be, let's just pay the claim, and if it's wrong, we'll chase the money down later. That approach led North Carolina to have the worst rating in the country for checking claims, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. In the last year, Falwell says his department has been putting more time and effort into making sure the claims deserve to be paid. And it's working, according to the Department of Labor. North Carolina's rating has more than doubled in the past year. And Falwell emphasizes that most claims in which the former employee and employer agree are still getting paid in a timely manner.
Over 80% of the people who file a claim with our agency, when no one throws a flag on the field, is getting paid within the first 20 days.
North Carolina is aiming to roughly clear the backlog by the end of the month. But Falwell says he'll need some help from the weather. Anytime schools are delayed or closed in Wake County, he says his department loses 20% of its production. That's because some employees have to stay home with their kids or can't get to work. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.